We are Gaydio.
Hey, Matt Crabb here, and this is some of the best bits from our trip to Aspen Gay Ski Week. It's our first morning, and when we walked out of the chateau this morning, honestly, it's just breathtaking, isn't it?
It's such a magical view, and it really does take your breath away.
And we've just had breakfast, and we have just had breakfast with the lovely Kevin. Good morning.
Good to see you.
Good morning, Matt. Good morning, Craig.
Aspen Gay Ski Week, 41st year.
Yes, correct. And bigger and better than ever.
How many people are you expecting over the next few days?
Approximately 3,000. We don't know exactly. Well, some people come for the week, some people come for the weekend. So, about 3,000.
And 41 years is a long time. We should say congratulations for all that hard work.
Thank you so much.
We read online that the whole idea started from a bar and an argument in 1977, is that right?
Yes, that's absolutely true. One of our founders, who is still here today, was dancing with a friend, and he got into a fight because he was dancing with another man. And that quickly changed Aspen.
That's people power, isn't it?
It is. It's really powerful, and where he's come from and where he is now and where we're at now as an organization, we give him a lot of credit.
How do you feel after all this time? Because it's such a celebration, as well as all the hard work. That's not something that you should forget, isn't it?
It isn't anything that we should forget, and we work on Gay Ski Week 365 days a year. We're promoting it nationally and internationally. We're going to be in Paris this summer for Gay Games. And we're happy that everyone comes to Gay Ski Week from around the globe. We have people here from the UK, from Europe, South America, the Far East. Everyone comes to Gay Ski Week.
It's so widely known, isn't it? I know so many friends that always talk about this.
Yes, it is. And we market it that way. It's an international party. And it's not just a national thing or a local thing. So Aspen Gay Ski Week is big.
I was going to say, because there are quite a lot of ski weeks, and especially in the US as well. What do you think makes Aspen so unique?
We're the original. We're the only real nonprofit Gay Ski Week in the world. There are others, you know, and we have lots of competition now here in the States and even in Europe for Gay Ski Weeks. But we're the original. We're GaySkiWeek.com.
And you have a summer event coming up in July, is that right?
We do have a summer event coming up in July. After 41 years of producing Gay Ski Week, we're producing an event called Adventure Out. And it takes place here. And it's everything that this valley has to offer. From mountain biking, road biking, hiking, climbing, fly fishing, golfing, rafting. We're going to offer it all.
I'm exhausted.
Over four days.
So when we were chatting earlier, you touched upon the fact that you guys are the original. And one thing that I've loved hearing about this morning is all the work that you do outside of the Gay Ski Week. It's all the fundraising work that you do. So just tell us about some of the work that you've been doing over the last year.
Aspen Gay Ski Week has been a fundraiser, as I said, for 20 years. All the money that we raise during Gay Ski Week goes back to the LGBTQ community, locally, statewide, and nationwide. And then the last couple of years, we've had a focus on local, as well as creating our own scholarship program. It's for kids graduating from high school from Aspen to Down Valley from here, Glenwood Springs. And the most important thing that we have them do, and this is going to kill me, is we have them write an essay. It has to do with their connection to the LGBTQ community. And we all sit as board members around the table and read their letters, and we all cry.
I can imagine.
So we give them all the money that we can.
I can imagine it must be such a rewarding job reading those letters.
It is.
And you're doing some outreach stuff as well, aren't you? There's another organization that you've built up through this.
Yes. We also support in the schools, we support the Gay Straight Alliances. They're GSAs here. Through that, we've created a film program for the LGBTQ community, especially young people in the schools. That's in partnership with Aspen Film. And then we've just recently created our own PFLAG chapter. We funded it. It's separate, but we funded it with the support of Aspen Gay Ski Week. And PFLAG is an important organization in the United States that is parents and friends of lesbians and gays. And it's a support group. You know, we have support for the kids coming out in school. We have support for adults coming out. But this is for the families. And we've had some terrific meetings. Just, we're only 3 months old. So
this is what I love about what you do. Just explaining the whole stories and the reasons why you do your thing. Because you think about all the events you put on, and they're very celebratory, they're very joyous. You've got the downhill event, which is fun.
Right.
But there's a deep message, and there's a serious message, which you're obviously dealing with.
Yes, correctly. And we constantly have to remind people that Aspen Gay Ski Week is a fundraiser, because we do have people coming from everywhere. They've heard all about Aspen Gay Ski Week for years, but we have to drill it home all the time that we are a nonprofit, and all the money that you're spending, you know, whether it's a little percentage that we get from Aspen Skiing Company or the lodges that are hosting our events or the boutiques that participate and the restaurants that participate, they all give us a little portion. And that is so important, because that's what takes care of our programs.
And like Matt said, it must be very rewarding for you. You must constantly think of these stories and the outcome of these stories in a positive way.
Yes, absolutely. The work that we fund counselors, so the work that our counselors do in the Valley to protect kids and give them a safe place is super rewarding.
We are in America for Gay Deer Escapes, and I'm joined by Xanthe. Where are we going into now?
So right now we're entering the Wheeler Opera House in Aspen, Colorado, which is a historic opera house and stage. It's been around since, I don't know, Bob, when's the Wheeler been around since?
The late 1800s, like 1892 or so.
So it's been around for hundreds of years. It's on the historic registry in the United States. So most of the original foundation here is from the 1800s. A lot of it has been remodeled, but for the most part, it's all of the original structure. So it's just a beautiful, really unique, authentic experience to come in here. And so we're going to go take a peek and check it out.
I'm really looking forward to this, because we've been walking around and you've been giving me sort of some of the history of how Aspen was formed. And you were saying actually that less people live here now than when we first sort of knew Aspen as we do now?
Right, so when the first boom of Aspen was a mining boom, a silver boom, and there were thousands of people that lived here, probably anywhere between 15 and 20,000 people. Now there are only 7. So it's definitely shrunk a little bit. So, and it's still, I mean, I still think it's super lively and great, but it's just fun to imagine it when there's 15,000 people roaming around and there are only, you know, a few blocks. And so it's definitely changed quite a bit since the 1800s, but it's awesome to be in here and still kind of get those same vibes from that era. Yeah.
Because it's a gold mine town originally, isn't it?
Yeah, silver, I think it
silver.
Was. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's from sort of really way back, sort of Indian, sort of tribal times.
Yeah. So the Utes were the original tribe that settled here. So that's why we have our Ute mountaineering shop, and they call this like the Ute City. So it's, you know, got a lot of really rich history here. So it's pretty incredible.
See, that's the thing. That's what I'm discovering, that there isn't just the skiing as well. There's so much more to check out, isn't there?
So much more. I mean, you could spend years figuring out everything about this valley. There's a really great historical society and a museum, and there's so much awesome information. You could just, you know, take it in forever.
It's Matt, and I'm joined by Christine. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you so much for being our tour guide this morning.
Thank
you. We're getting such a great insight into this wonderful, gorgeous, gorgeous town.
It's our pleasure.
So paint a picture for us now.
So we're standing in the historic Wheeler Opera House, built in the late 1800s when Aspen, I'm sorry, the late 1900s when Aspen was born. 1800s, get it together.
I have to just say, you've been a true friend, because you've really not been well, and you're taking us up all these flights of stairs, so thank you.
My brain clearly isn't connecting the dots either. Late 1800s, it's an original building, and really part of the what inspired the mind, body, spirit of Aspen, which thrives to this day. But it's old, it seats about 300. There's performances from some of the top comedy and or music entertainment around the world, to even local entertainment. My daughters participate in the Rock and Roll Academy, and they've been able to do some of their performances here when they were, you know, 7 years old, 8 years old. They're able to get up on stage and rock out, and they're terrible. And it was so fun, and everyone's got their fingers in their ears and smiling because it's 7-year-olds literally trying to have a concert by themselves. But it's such a mix. And then school plays all the way to the La Lovitz and the, you know, Buddy Guys of the world coming here. So it's a really, really special place right in the core of Aspen.
And I think it really, you know, the core of Aspen is the perfect way to describe it. The sense of community, mm-hmm. the love, the respect, the union, everything mm-hmm. that you feel when you're here as well. And I love the fact that your 7-year-old daughters can get up on stage and perform as well. That's brilliant.
Exactly. They're much better now than they used to be.
Now, I caught up with my good friend Xanthi, who is the Assistant Public Relations Manager for the Aspen Skiing Company, to tell us all about the Downhill Drag Costume Race.
So this is the Aspen Gay Ski Week Drag Downhill. It's the 41st annual, which is incredible. So every single year, a bunch of Aspen locals and people that come here for Gay Ski Week dress up in drag, and they go down, they go about halfway up the Little Nell Chair, and they come and ski down, and it is just the most fun event ever. They're all judged on their costume and their ski ability, and it's just the most fun event ever.
I mean, what can people expect? Someone who's never been to Aspen and they come to this event, what can they expect? Obviously, it's going to be quite fun.
I mean, yes, exactly. You can expect a really great time, and you can expect a hilarious show, and you can expect some really great characters. Some don't know how to ski at all. Some are expert skiers, so it's kind of like a grab bag of all sorts of different characters and all sorts of different abilities. And everyone's just out here to have an awesome time.
I mean, you can hear it in the background right now. The atmosphere is amazing. It hasn't even begun yet, so the atmosphere is quite amazing. Would you say this is one of the highlights of the Aspen Gay Week calendar?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, the whole weekend is an absolute blast, but this is definitely one of the best events of the whole weekend. I mean, the whole town comes out to watch. There's a sectioned-off area where everyone's drinking and partying and having a blast, and it's just an absolute great time.
Out of interest, because, of course, we've seen a really huge variety of costumes, some hilarious costumes. What's been your favorite ever costume you've seen at this event?
Oh my gosh, that's such a hard question. One year they did a dragon, like there was a head of a dragon and everyone else was in the middle of the dragon.
No way.
So awesome. This year, everyone on my team is in a fake wedding, so they're all coming down and getting married. Our costumes are great, and it's always just such a fun time.
And what would your costume be? If you were competing this year, what would be your dream costume?
I don't know. I'm maybe going for a bikini since it's so nice out here right now.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's so fun though. But yeah, it's just a great event, and everyone comes out to watch and support, and it's just it's awesome.
Thank you so much, Xanthi.
Yeah, of course. I'm happy to have you guys here.
So we are at one of the most, I would say, exciting points of Aspen Gay Ski Week, and we are joined by the lovely KK.
Hello, how are you today?
Oh, you're very seductive. I love you already. I'm very well. How are you doing?
I'm excellent. I'm getting married today.
I just want to... this is a bit awkward. I didn't know I was getting married today either.
What a way to celebrate.
Don't worry, I'm not marrying you. I'm marrying Sarah.
Oh, fantastic. So, you are both dressed for the occasion. What's going on today?
Well, today is the downhill. It's one of the highlights of Gay Ski Week. And so every year, people dress up, they participate, and we're representing the Aspen Way, and we're supporting gay marriage around the world.
Fantastic. Would you say that the Aspen Way is the only way?
Oh, it is. It's about love, unity, respect, and commitment.
I love that. We have Sarah here. Sarah, can I just say both of you look absolutely fabulous. I have nothing but admiration for you both, because not only have you got to do the ski, you've got to look fabulous when you're doing it.
It's hard to do, but somebody has to do it.
Oh, I can imagine.
So is this your first time doing this?
This is my second time. Okay. Last year we came down, we were honoring George Michael.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Fabulous.
Fantastic. So you've done this once before. How did it go last time?
I think we got second place.
Wow.
We lost to YMCA.
I mean, if you're going to lose to anyone, the YMCA is probably a better
one. Strong competition.
Exactly. The village people, they rocked it.
So, bit of skiing, bit of performing as well whilst you're coming down?
Yes, I think that's the hardest part. The skiing is the easy part.
And are you going to tell us what you're doing, or is it top secret until we see you come down?
Oh, it's top secret. You're going to have to wait and see. You're going to have to stay for the parade to check it out.
Expect the unexpected, right?
Exactly.
So tell us how easy it is to look good and ski at the same time, because you're professionals, obviously. But
you are in Aspen, Colorado, so it's easily done here because everybody's here looking their best every day.
As you're going down the slope, will you be checking on the hair, though?
Oh, yeah.
And the nails?
Yes. Got to look at the best for the bottom, the wedding.
I'm learning.
And our special lipstick.
And obviously, you're going to throw the bouquet when you get to the bottom as well.
Oh, that's right. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Thank you so much. Best of luck.
Yes, we'll be watching you both.
Best of luck.
Harmony Breeze. I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, here for Aspen Gay Ski Week. Having a blast, just judged a downhill costume contest, and it was so much fun. So glad to be here.
We saw some amazing acts, didn't we? Some amazing people coming down the slopes. Is this your first year of judging?
This is my second year judging, and it's amazing sometimes seeing the costumes that they come down the ski slope in. It was a great time.
So we've seen people actually in a sofa at one point. We've seen people in a lot of gold. Who was your personal favorite this year?
My personal favorite was the team of gold. They really brought it out with the choreography and the costumes, and it was really entertaining to watch.
Any other favorites? I mean, who did you secretly want to win?
So the gentleman who came down on the Hollywood casting couch pulls all the stops out every year. Last year he was George Jetson in his own little car. So I always look forward to really seeing what he's gonna bring every year.
And so this is your second year here. Just describe for us what Aspen Gay Ski Week is like for anyone who hasn't been here before.
So Aspen Gay Ski Week, other than obviously skiing, is really a great event all week long through town. We have Opry ski events at the host hotels. Last night we had the shop around, which local businesses provide beverages and food and specials, and it just really gets the entire community involved in the LGBT community.
I think we should really put you on the map as well, because you did such an awesome job today.
Oh, well, thank you.
But for people who don't know you, where can they see you?
So I am based out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, but you can find me, I'm on all social media outlets, look for Harmony Breeze, and you can follow me there. I really love my social media.
Because that's the really good thing, isn't it? Because if people aren't here, they can still see you on the interweb.
Absolutely, I've been going live all week on Facebook for Aspen Gay Ski Week and all my travels, so it's really a great time.
Amazing, and are you gonna be at any of the venues this year?
So tonight I will be at the Limelight Hotel hosting Opry, and then tomorrow is the big pool party as well at the Blue Lagoon, so I'll be there as well.
Fantastic.
Does this event, does it alter in any way each year? Does it just get better and better? Because it's been going for so long now and it's just such a popular thing. What is it that you love about it so much, specifically, if you can name one thing?
Yeah, so this is the 41st year, and it every year grows. All the special events like the downhill costume and even the Opry skis, they really get bigger and better. More people are here, they're just jam-packed. And I just love meeting people from all over the world. Really, people really do come from all over for these events.
And it's so feel good, isn't it?
Absolutely, the vibe is amazing, and of course the liquor is flowing, so
it's a good match.
Absolutely.
It's a good combo.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's fabulous to see you today.
Thank you, it was so great to meet you guys as well.
Thank you so much. We will see you later actually at the Limehouse. We will see you there. Thank you so much for talking to Gadio.
I am Lady Baba.
And I am Golden Jewels.
And I must say, hello, we've got a lovely gentleman as well.
Hey, I'm Trophy Guy.
You could be my trophy guy. Hello. Is that a banana in your pants?
Who's going to touch you to find out?
Oh, is it a banana? Are you happy to see me? So I must say, congratulations. Well done.
Yes, fabulous. Well deserved too, I think.
Thank you.
So what if you just won?
We just won $1,000.
Yes!
Yes! And a ginormous bottle of rosé.
I mean, what more could you want?
I know. Burning question, though.
I'm going to Disneyland.
I was going to ask you what you were going to do with it. That's just answered the question.
Well, what we are doing, first of all, there is a serious gold lamé thing happening here. So the first thing we're doing, we're paying off the gold lamé. It was on layaway. It was rough. But then the rest of it is donated to Aspen Out.
Well, amazing.
So we are inviting everyone from Aspen Gay Ski Week to Snowmass this summer to have adventure out.
So when does that start? When does Snowmass start?
That's July 4th to 8th this summer. And we've been wanting to get this going forever. We're so happy to have everyone come this summer to Snowmass.
So are we invited? Can we come?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Do you ever have to ask if you can come?
I'm not going to answer that question.
Let's put it this way. In the winter, you have to wear a lot of clothes. In the summer, you do not.
Sold. I'm absolutely sold. Well, congratulations to you all.
Yeah,
you look
absolutely
fabulous. You look fabulous.
Can we be a bit controversial? Because I know you've got some amazing stage names.
We do indeed.
We told you our stage names.
We know the stage names.
The Golden Shower stage name.
Our crew includes a Golden Shower and a Bad Pussy, Naughty Pussy. A Golden Pussy.
Golden Pussy.
A Golden Pussy, a Golden Shower. I mean, what else do you need from Aspen Gay Ski Week?
It does not matter how you're dressed as long as you're shiny and gold.
Absolutely.
We intimidated the church lady. That was our goal.
Results.
So is this your first year of doing this?
You know, it is my first year, but I am here with the sage. She's actually a returning champion of Gay Ski Week.
I am. This is my three-peat. I was with the Aspen Club prior to this, but we taught Snowmass a few tricks.
I think you've schooled them. I think you've set the barrier so high. Anyone else who tries to do it, it's not going to work.
I love that. Thank you.
How are you guys going to be celebrating after this? Because it does continue. It's not just one day. It goes on, doesn't it?
Oh, we're going to the limelight. Yes. That's the headquarters. We don't want to miss it.
We're going to see how many people ask us to trade outfits with them, really. Let everyone else be golden.
Can we swap outfits? Do you want to swap? Yes. Right, I'm going to get into a golden jumpsuit. And we're going to get
too small.
Well, we can't compete, though. That's the thing.
Well, again, congratulations. Well done. And brilliant to giving your money to charity as well. And we look forward to seeing you later this year.
Yes, indeed.
Great to see you.
In July.
Thank you. We'll see you next year.
We are with Zachary Ergish, who is our fabulous and very friendly ski instructor.
Hello, how are you?
We're really well. We've just been up the ski lift, but we'd just like to know a few bits about this experience and your job.
Well, I started skiing as an instructor about 10 years ago. I've traveled the world. It's been a wonderful experience and meet people from all different backgrounds and different lifestyles, and I've expanded my community all across the world because of it. And we're here today to teach you guys how to ski.
Now, you were saying we're about 10,000 feet up, is that right?
That is correct, yeah.
Slightly scary.
Yeah, we are surrounded by mountains that are almost over 14,000 feet just from our view right here.
Yeah, I mean, it's fantastic. The view is amazing. It's breathtaking. But I just wanted you to repeat what you said to us earlier, because I said to you, I gave you the question of what would you suggest, what advice would you give to the people that are nervous about the experience if they are beginners like we are?
Oh, I always say that, you know, one of the biggest things is trying to understand your balance on the slippery surface of the snow. But you had just have to let it go, and sometimes I just start singing that song from Frozen.
You sung it last time though, you're not singing it now.
let it go.
There we go.
Oh my goodness. I mean, now we've just come up on the ski lift. That was terrifying. I'm not gonna lie, I was really scared getting off that.
He screamed a few times.
Are you gonna make us ski down the entire thing?
No, not today.
Ah, thank goodness for that.
No, it all depends on how we progress throughout the day. There is a beginner run that goes from the top of the mountain here at Buttermilk all the way down to the bottom. But because of just the way that the situation is right now, we are starting at the top of the mountain. Usually whenever we teach beginners, we start at the bottom and go from there.
I think that's what threw me, because I was expecting it to be quite low down, and you took us right to the top straight away.
Yeah, no, I was like, you know what, let's go to the top.
No messing around with us.
Not at all.
I thought you were going to be gentle with us, but you just taken up to the top.
Well, I'll start gentle. Yeah. Oh, you guys are doing wonderful. You guys are learning to stop, you're learning to walk around, and getting a hang of it.
That's an honest reaction, isn't it?
Yes.
You don't have to pretend, because we're on the radio now.
Of course. No, we have our struggles, but we're working through them.
I love that.
You know what? Don't be discouraged. You know, because it does take a lot of practice. And I know that even you guys had mentioned earlier, just your comfort and everything from the first time we actually put on a ski to right now, we're walking around, we're sliding, and just the differences are incredible.
I mean, I don't know about the other guys, but I feel like there's real progress just in an hour. Yeah. That's obviously because you've been teaching us. You've been teaching us well. But the thing that we mentioned earlier, which I thought was really interesting, it's taken you a few years to become a professional skier. But there's a lot more to that, isn't there? Not just the skills, but health and safety, all the different elements.
Absolutely. You know, there's so much going into becoming a professional ski instructor. And it starts with just just your, you know, your desire, your passion for this sport, and wanting to share it with the world, because it's so much fun, so exhilarating. And you know, for us, at least in the States here, we have different certification levels, and they go from one, level one up to level three, and it can take years to acquire the skills, but then also just some of the knowledge to go into the biomechanics and, you know, the physics behind skiing, and also keeping up with the modern equipment. It's incredible, all the stuff that we have to know and have to learn.
As a novice, I think it's so worth pushing through the nerves. Because mm-hmm. like you say, it's totally exhilarating. I feel on top of the world. Well, we are literally on top of the world.
Absolutely. No, pushing past the nerves, just kind of enjoying yourself out here, trying to have a good time. And of course, you know, this is a sport that does take a lot of coordination and a lot of just effort. But, you know, if you can relax and just enjoy and just have a good time, why not?
Yeah.
What's really interesting that I've been finding coming up on the lifts and looking around now is there's loads of families and there's loads of children as well. Mm-hmm. Skiing really is at the heart of the Aspen community. I mean,
yeah. So Aspen Skiing Company, you know, is this beautiful, beautiful company that helps a lot of local nonprofits and contributes, you know, a lot of money and a lot of goods and services to local programs. One in particular is Challenge Aspen, which is a local disabled sports program. So not only are we here at Aspen Skiing Company allowing people to access these mountains who are able-bodied, but also who are who have disabilities as well. And so it's just, we're trying to open it up to everyone.
Can you give us a bit of an insight into what's next, what we're to expect?
All right, so coming up, we're looking at trying to see if we can get ourselves to stop in control.
Okay.
And then it might actually head over to the bunny slope to go on a little rope tow and go up a hill a little bit.
Ooh. I can't even begin to tell you how magical Aspen is. If you're thinking about booking for next year, in fact, don't think. Get booking now at gayskiweek.com. We had just the best time, and I guarantee if you head to Aspen Gay Ski Week, you will have just a magical experience. As mentioned, get booking now at gayskiweek.com.
We are
Gaydio.
Gaydio.